Welcome, Abayim. Thank you all for coming out. Again, Yitid Nafshi, David and I were over 50 years ago in Rav Sitner's shiur in ninth grade, and he had us learn 40 blot in the Darim between Elul and Pesach, Shakla Vatarya, that we took Bechinas on. And then in 10th grade, we talked to Lent Yevamos with Rav Glazer. Bechlal, I see here, Talmidei Chachamim, I'm pashut hesitant to speak, but certainly after Rav David spoke, I don't know if anybody else was blown away. He didn't have any sfarim with him. You see that? Okay, but that's a keach he always had. I want to share a machshava b'negeya tefila. The Negev davening that I think is a very real, practical machshava. And the second chelik of it, which I think is very much connected, is that it has to do, I think, very much with understanding one of the most elementary concepts involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's both practical, the Negev tefillah, and it's also Negev these parshiyos, the Negev understanding Yetzias Mitzrayim. I would like to say the first thing I'm saying is from the Gaon. I'm nervous to say that because it's in different svarim of the Gra and written differently by different Talmidim. It's what I gleaned from it. I don't know that we can say the Hedja from the Gaon, but in the Agada we say, Menitzek al Hashem al Akei Avoseinu, and the Baal Agada brings the pasuk from last week's Parsha that says, Vayeyonchu v'nei Yisrael minu avoida. The Yidden suffered from the Avodah, but Yezaku Batal they cried out to the Rav Anishlon, Batal Shavosim El Holikim Min Avodah, and their tefillahs went up to the Rav Anishlon Min Avodah. So they asked Hashem the Gaon, what do you need the second Avodah? But Yeyonchu is Min Avodah, Batal Shavosim El Holikim Min Avodah, Batal Shavosim El Holikim. At that point, Klal Yisrael did not yet have the schus of being Klal Yisrael. And the whole chelik, they were Einik Lach of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that the Rabbanu Shlom heard their tefillos was also Einik Lach of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov because of the matzav of tzara that they're in. And multiple psukim like that, a few psukim later, you have also the es takosim shumatim b'nei noiksov. And I've heard that psycho because of what they're suffering from. And in this week's parasha, we had it. Yamani shomati es nakas b'nei Yisrael Hashem Yitzrayim avidu moysom. That it's machmas tetzor, mameitzar karosi yo anoni. That it's from the we cry out to the Rebbeinu from the tzar, but they didn't have the schus of yet being Klal Yisrael. The Medayik, we say the Pasuk in Nechemya, that we say every day in Davening. The Pasuk in Nechemya that says, Vateres oni avisenu b'Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam saw the suffering they had in Mitzrayim. Vatal shavosim el olikim. And the Vateres oni avisenu b'Mitzrayim. Yishma et sakosim al yamsuf. And he heard their tzaik al yamsuf. That while they're in the Mitzrayim, they were not yet Am Yisrael, and therefore the tefillos were only a min ha-meitzar from the tzar. Masha enkein, once they became Am Yisrael, just by makas b'chayrois, then there's a din of einoli amoy v'yeis shavam elov. Then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam answers Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael, whenever Klal Yisrael cries out, just the din in Klal Yisrael, so that the Teirus on the other side of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim, he has to see the Tsar. The Sakosim, Shemat al Yamsuf, on Yamsuf, they were already in Am, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam hears it, just Machmas, that we are part of Am Yisrael. And you have this Keseder in our Tfilah, Hatosh Shemeh Tfilas Amcha Yisrael Barachamim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ritzei Hashem Alekeinu be Amcha Yisrael B'Sfilosam. Keseder, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mekabel atfilas just as a function of our being part of Klal Yisrael. So that I think is an idea that the Gaon says in a number of places. I want to elaborate or be marchiv a little bit on this, talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just land the parsha in Va'era, just in Ma'arer, something that I think is in Pshutei Shel Mikra. I know I'm in Lakewood, and maybe shouldn't talk about Pshutei Shel Mikra, but we'll keep it between ourselves. You go through the parsha, and you hear two themes that are Kaseder repeated in the Makos. L'man teda ki ein kashem alekeinu. L'man teda ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. That the Makos weisen the Welt, that the Ribbono Shel'olam is in charge of the world. That's what the Makos show. And the second theme that's repeated almost as often is v'hit v'Hashem in Yitzrayim Yisrael v'samti fedus, that the Makos weisen the chilek between Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael. And Matzia, that these two things are really one thing. That the Makos were the new Briyas HaOlam. Asarim Amoris Nivra HaOlam was the world of Alpayim Tayu. The new world of Klal Yisrael was created with the Eser Makos. And the Eser Makos, these two themes are that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of everything in the world, and that he's choosing Klal Yisrael. These are not two parallel themes, they're one and the same. That the way in which the Ribbono Shel Olam manifests himself in this world is as a function of his hanhaga with Klal Yisrael. We are the vehicle of Kvayt Shemayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam established with the Eser Makos that his shame, the whole tachlis, Baruch HaLekenish, Baron L'Chvaydeis, bring about Kvayt Shemayim, the way Kvayt Shemayim has to happen, created by Yetzias Mitzrayim, is in his hanhaga with Klal Yisrael. So the separation of Yisrael and Mitzrayim and devising Manteda Ki Ein Kashem Alekenu is one and the same. That it's through the Ribbono Shel Olam's hanhaga with Klal Yisrael. He's identifying himself with Klal Yisrael. And the ultimate moment of this was Makas B'chayros, that the first nine Makas had some elements of a shlichus involved. Makas B'chayros was Anivel Imalach, Anivel Ishliach, Leimayr Gilu Shechina, the Gilu Shechina of the Ribbono Shel Olam choosing B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. That's the Makas B'chayros. The Ribbono Shel Olam chose that we became his nation. He identified himself with us. We are, when we are Klal Yisrael, the walking manifestation of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. And that's the schus that we have when we daven, if we daven, not only for ourselves and our narrow needs, and this is something the Gaon talks about in a number of places, but we daven for Klal Yisrael, then it's automatically because the Ribbono Shel Olam in Yetzias Mitzrayim and Makas B'chayros established that we carry Shem Hashem. We are the manifestation of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. That's what the Eser Makos created, culminating in the Makas B'chayros. That we are the vehicle of Kvayt Shemayim in the Hanhaga with us. And when we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam for Klal Yisrael, is automatically that it's automatic because he's identified himself with us. The one of the most frequent phrases in our davening, saying Tachman of Beis Vehei, it's I think over 10 times, but it's Hashienu L'ma'an Shemecha. We have to pay attention to those words. We're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us L'ma'an Shemecha. Because if we are identifying ourselves, we're looking at our davening for the klal, and we are identifying ourselves as we are the physical manifestation of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, l'man shemecha, we have a right to ask from the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should help us. That's what Hoshienu l'man shemecha is saying that we say all the time. That's the Messiah, I think it's a mabel de gazach. that we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei three times, Zoicher Chasdei Avos. We have that source. We invoke source Avos. Umevi Goyel of Nevneihem. Bring the Gula for the Nevneihem of the Avos. Laman Shemoi, because his name got identified. His name is with us. So the geula that we're going to have is Laman Shemoi. Mit Alzachim, it's Bahava. That's, yeah.